Reclaim Idaho is a political advocacy group that was responsible for getting the Medicaid expansion proposal on Idaho ballots in 2018. Now, they're working on a new ballot initiative. This one would tax Idahoans $200 million per year, sending that money to public education. But Idaho Ed News reports the group had to pause the signature collection process last week while the Secretary of State's office performed a financial analysis of the new initiative. That financial analysis process is a new requirement state lawmakers approved this year in the legislature, after the past Medicaid expansion is now costing the state much more than expected, according to the Post-Register. On Thursday of last week, Reclaim Idaho announced the Secretary of State had given them permission to continue gathering signatures, but the next day they said they had to stop again. Now leaders of Reclaim Idaho and the Secretary of State's office are dealing with the gray areas of a brand new law. When that law was passed, and how that lines up with various states in the signature-gathering process. The main thing causing the confusion, though, is the fiscal impact statement. Lawmakers changed the tax bracket system this year in the state legislative session, so the original documents submitted by Reclaim Idaho followed those old tax brackets. So those documents then had to be revised when the new tax brackets were approved by the legislature. Kind of goes round and round. For now, it's unclear how or exactly when all of this confusion might be sorted out. In the meantime, though, the signature-gathering process will remain on hold. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope.